Proverbs 13, verse 10, these are God's words. By pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. We've been learning in 1 Peter 5 how pride is irrational because it ignores God and His mighty hand. It acts as if the only two parties to be considered in any situation are ourselves and other people. But how foolish and ridiculous. We will immediately appear to ourselves in our pride, in our self-exaltation, lifting ourselves up, if we remember, as soon as we remember, that God is always present to us in His infinite glory, in His almighty power, in His unsearchable wisdom, in His perfect love and faithfulness, in His holiness and righteousness and justice. Certainly, no one should humble them, or no one should exalt themselves in His presence. All must humble themselves in His presence. And so we know that pride is utterly ridiculous and irrational. Indeed, the only way it can be maintained rationally is by a functional atheism, a forgetting of God and acting as if He doesn't exist, which makes our pride even more contemptible and wicked, to make us hate the desire to be admired by others and to present ourselves as better than and above others in that way. But pride is also self-injurious. What good comes to me if I lift myself up above you and treat you as smaller and less than myself, and as if I cannot gain any benefit from you, which of course I must be able to, because it's God who gives all benefit, and He uses the small to benefit the great as much as He uses, or in the same way as He is able to use the great to benefit the small, because before Him we are all small, and to us, to all of us, He is great. If I am proud, if I look down upon you, if I prefer my interests to yours, the only thing that can come out of that is strife. Instead of our being useful to one another, a help to one another, in the goodness and wisdom of God as He has designed us to be to one another, if I lift myself up, then instead of being helpful to one another, then we will hinder one another or even harm one another. By pride comes nothing but strife. If you think that there is nothing that you can learn and no way of seeing things, no training of your heart, even in the case or for the purpose of sympathy, if you are ignorant of all of the different ways that you might benefit, even from someone whose knowledge is much smaller and who has not made it so far along in grace as the Lord might have brought you along. But if you think that someone else cannot be a help to you in God's mercy and providence to you, then you're not so far along in grace as you thought. But if you recognize that not only might you be a help to another and loving them and preferring them to yourself, you fulfill that role to them, especially if the Lord has set you above them in terms of authority and care and shepherding, as a father over his children or an elder among the flock. But you also know that there is much that we can learn from many. Then you will be well advised. Rather than lifting yourself up above others, you will be looking for the good that God may not only do through you to them, but the good that you are looking to God to do through them to you. And if in this way you are benefiting in all of your interactions by way of humility, not thinking that that those who are wrong have a point about their wrongness, but knowing that the Lord may yet teach you something through them or help you in some way, then you will have the wisdom of someone who is well advised. Even if someone is spouting folly, patiently listening to them and considering what they have to say may well be a way in which you learn how folly works and learn to recognize it in yourself. Much folly remains in you, doesn't it? And so pride does not only offend God and pretend him away, as we have been thinking about elsewhere, but by pride in our relationships with one another comes nothing but strife. But with the well-advised is wisdom. Humility is one of, is an essential component of the various ways by which the Lord gives us to grow in wisdom. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we ask that you give us humility and gentleness and kindness with one another. We pray, Lord, that you would reduce and eliminate from our home any strife that comes from lifting ourselves up or in pride or taking offense when our pride is injured. O Lord, we ask that you would remove pride far from us and that you'd clothe us with the humility of Christ, that we would be those humble to whom you give grace rather than those proud whom you oppose. Give it to us, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.